Tonight on the Worldview Report, Hillary Clinton takes a beating in an address at Columbia University. We've got the stunning video. Another Trump attorney pleads guilty to reduced charges in the Georgia election case being prosecuted by Fannie Willis. With war clouds gathering over the world, Americans have started panic buying a certain round of ammunition. A series of supersized prisons are about to go under construction in several states. And Americans looking to travel to Europe will have to jump through more hoops starting in May of next year as the EU moves toward digital ID requirements for all travelers. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Hillary Clinton was confronted by furious citizens demanding accountability during an event at Columbia University School of International and Public Affairs. SIPA, which is the acronym for the group, had recently launched the Institute of Global Politics, or IGP, where the former Secretary of State and twice-failed presidential candidate was slated to serve as the chair of the IGP Faculty Advisory Board. The event was entitled Making Human Rights Come Alive, and it was supposed to be a forum for discussing the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The event's panel featured individuals like former United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, Ugandan LGBTI rights advocate, Frank Mugisha, and Nobel Peace Prize winning journalist Maria Ressa. During the event, Robert Castle confronted Clinton, accusing her of hypocrisy. Castle criticized Clinton for failing to call out President Joe Biden and his administration for what they considered a warmongering foreign policy, leading America closer to the brink of World War III. We have a rather entertaining clip of how this exchange unfolded. Watch this.
Honestly, be struck by the hypocrisy
of
this.
I'm sorry, we've got two more people to hear from.
I'm sorry.
You have a chance. Well, I'm not sorry. You sit down.
I know you're not sorry. That's the point. The hypocrisy of this speech. The hypocrisy of the fact that
Frank Mugisha.
Can you please?
Frank Mugisha is a leading
make a statement about President Joe Biden's speech. This is a clearly warmongering speech. President Joe Biden is calling for $100 billion of funding for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine, and we're supposed to just bundle these together and pretend like we're going to rush to World War III, and we're all just going to let Hillary Rodham Clinton sit here. Okay.
This is not the way to have a conversation. If you want to have a conversation, you're welcome to come talk to me afterwards.
You can sit here. Okay, right. You're gonna wait for me, right? Please,
I do not believe you. I will listen to you, and I will respond to you.
I do not believe you. Respectfully, I do not believe you.
Well,
and the fact of the matter is that the American people's voice are what need to be heard.
Yeah,
because,
they are being
because
heard.
Our president is not speaking for the American people, and
well,
neither are
that's
you.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Yes, that's my opinion.
But, well, then sit down. We've heard your opinion. Thank you very much. Now we're going to turn
gonna
to people
sit down.
Who are
I'm
on
not
the
gonna
front
stop
lines
I'm not gonna stop
working on behalf
I'm gonna wait
of human
here.
Rights.
I'm going to exercise my free speech
but
until
I'm removed.
But
it's not
removed.
Free speech when you
this,
are disrupting
yes,
everybody else's opportunity
it is free
to speak.
Speech. This is free speech, everyone. This is free speech. That is not free speech. This is people constructing narratives that are openly hypocritical. I'm sorry. The incredible hypocrycy.
You know, maybe you could actually.
Dulles, went with Eleanor Roosevelt to bring this Declaration of the Rights of Man. John Foster Dulles was involved with the CIA.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're brilliant in your historical cherry-picking.
And the Pinochet regime. Could you please inform me about the United States involvement in these historical things?
We're going to move on to
Ms. Clinton, will you denounce Joe Biden?
Will you denounce Joe Biden's human rights? Not just yelling about it. So, Frank, I want to turn to you because... You are from Uganda, and Uganda's 2023 anti-homosexuality act criminalizes LGBTI conduct in Uganda.
He's trying to push us to World War III.
Oh, please.
Do you understand? It's not about Israel and Palestine. It's not about, it's not football. This isn't football. It's not Team America.
Well, I'm sorry, but... Some of us are on Team America, despite our flaws and our problems.
Yes, that's me.
And some of us, every person on this stage.
You have to stop right now. You have to stop.
Wait, I want to say one thing. Every person on this stage has risked their life, their income, their reputation, their careers, and what have you done other than stand up and disrupt?
I need my record and these women's records and Frank's records against you any day of the year. I'll respond. What I have done is I have asked Hillary Rodham Clinton to denounce the president's openly warmongering, suicidal, idiotic speech.
And
that's
I've given my answer. I will not do that. So that's the end of our conversation, but I'll still meet you outside. But you're done.
Right now.
Okay, Frank.
Okay. She said she'll meet me outside.
Okay.
You have to give that young man credit for the way he fearlessly confronted one of the pillars of American liberalism, Hillary Clinton. And whoever that was defending Clinton, saying she risked her life, her income, her reputation, and her career, well, she just embarrassed herself. Anyone who knows anything about Hillary Clinton knows she never risked any of those things for one day of her career. She has always taken the side of the billionaires and the liberal elites, never the side of the hardworking American middle class. And she has profited greatly by those choices. Trump attorney Jenna Ellis pled guilty in Fannie Willis's Georgia election case in exchange for reduced charges. Ellis is the fourth co-defendant and third attorney to plead guilty in the Georgia election case. Not one defendant has pleaded guilty to RICO charges, but nor have they been willing to plead not guilty to RICO. And they let the facts play out in court. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis previously hit President Trump and 18 others with RICO and conspiracy charges for daring to challenge the 2020 election. A Fulton County grand jury returned a 41-count indictment, which included RICO and conspiracy charges against Trump. Ellis? Well, she is one of the many lawyers being persecuted by Fannie Willis for the crime of practicing law. Ellis was charged with counts 1, RICO, and 2, solicitation of violation of oath by public officer for attending a Georgia Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. The tearful Ellis, 38, pleaded guilty to one count of aiding and abetting false statements and writings, and she did this on Tuesday. She did not plead guilty to the RICO charges. As part of her plea deal, Ellis was sentenced to 5 years probation, ordered to pay a $5,000 fine, and serve 100 hours of community service, and pen an apology to the people of Georgia in what looks like a Mao struggle session. An excerpt from the CNBC states, Jenna Ellis, the right-wing attorney who worked on the Trump 2020 campaign, pleaded guilty Tuesday to a criminal charge in the Georgia election interference case. In a tearful statement before Judge Scott McAfee, Ellis expressed regret for her actions in the wake of Trump's loss to President Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Quote, as an attorney who is also a Christian, I take my responsibilities as a lawyer very seriously, and I endeavor to be a person of sound moral and ethical character in all of my dealings, end quote. That's what Jenna Ellis said, quote, I believed that challenging the results on behalf of President Trump should be pursued in a just and legal way, end quote. That's what she said. But then she went on to say, quote, I failed to do my due diligence, end quote. Instead, she said she relied on information that was provided to her by other lawyers, quote, with many more years of experience, end quote. And then she said, quote, if I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges, end quote. And then, quote, I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse, end quote. Sidney Powell, Kenneth Chesbrough, and bail bondsman Scott Hall have all pled guilty in exchange for reduced charges because Fannie Willis does not have a RICO case. As the Israel-Hamas war sparks fears of World War III, law-abiding Americans are, well, streaming the chaos in Israel and Gaza on their smartphones or smart TVs. And they have come to one conclusion. It's time to start buying ammo, just like they did during COVID. New data from the ammo tracking website, Ammo Prices, now shows the price of 45mm NATO caliber ammunition listed online as surging by 39% in the past week, from 36 cents per round on October 14th to 50 cents per round on Sunday, October 22nd. This is the round that is fired by the AR-15 and several similar semi-automatic rifles. The 39% price spike is significantly larger than, well, what was experienced in early 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine. Another round fired by the AR-15, the 223 Remington, well, it surged by 42% last week. Besides the Israel-Hamas war threatening to broaden into a regional conflict, Americans are also watching the Ukraine war, an imploding U.S. cities governed by radical progressives who could care less about law and order. All of these developments are stoking another run on ammunition. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, has introduced legislation to the House to censure radical Democrat Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan for, quote, anti-Semitic activity, end quote. Greene introduced the resolution on Tuesday, accusing the Marxist Squad member of, quote, sympathizing with terrorist organizations, end quote. The move comes in response to Tlaib's attacks against Israel and apparent support for the Hamas terrorist attacks against the Jewish state. Greene said in a statement, quote, the Democratic Party has done nothing to hold her accountable. They've done nothing to rein her in, and no one else here has done it. And so I thought it was right to list examples of this isn't just new. This isn't a one-off thing. This is exactly who she is, end quote. Greene accused Tlaib of leading a pro-Palestinian protest on Capitol Hill last week. Hundreds of demonstrators called for a ceasefire after the terror group Hamas staged an unprecedented bloody incursion from the Palestinian enclave of Gaza into southern Israel on October 7th, in which they killed hundreds of civilians and prompted an ongoing response from the Israeli military. Tlaib, well, she spoke at the protest. And during this protest, activists took over much of the ground floor at the Cannon House office building. In those comments, Tlaib blamed Israel for bombing a hospital, in fact, in Gaza, even though it later came out that the culprit was a Hamas rocket gone astray. They bombed their own hospital. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back from the break. Before we continue, let me remind you, we are brought to you by you. Your support at WVWFoundation.com makes this broadcast and Brandon House Live, Worldview Weekend Hour, Worldview Report Sunday, Worldview Financial Report, Worldview Radio, makes all these programs possible. It also makes possible your ability to go to WorldviewTube.com, my channel that I've built in 2006. WorldviewTube.com. You can go there and watch all the programs I produce free of charge. You can also watch many of my documentaries free of charge. Many people put all of their content behind a paywall. We don't. We push it out as a public service and as a ministry of our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. So we appreciate your support so we can continue to educate people literally all over the world. We get emails and letters from people all over the world. So thank you for helping us to fund literally this global broadcast news and information and ministry platform, WorldviewTube.com. You'll find it all there for free. Check it out. Tell your friends about it, won't you? Tell them all about it. But also let them know it's brought to them through the WVW Foundation in part. WVWFoundation.com. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors, so please consider signing up for an automatic monthly contribution there at WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail, and you'll find our phone number if you prefer to make a contribution over the phone. Thank you. Several billion-dollar supersized prisons are being built in the United States amid an explosive crime wave. Alabama is building a new supersized prison that will cost over $1 billion, the most expensive incarceration facility in U.S. history. The Alabama Corrections Institution Finance Authority, that's their name, well, late last month, they approved a final price of $1.08 billion for the 4,000-bed prison now under construction in Elmore County. And Alabama, well, they're not the only state moving forward with plans for larger, pricier prisons, with proponents of such facilities citing the need to address issues of overcrowding, poor sanitation conditions, and a lack of mental health resources in the current facilities. Nebraska is building a new $350 million, 1,500-bed prison to replace the Nebraska State Penitentiary. Supporters say it will alleviate the overflow of inmates in the state's prison, which hold about 50% more people than they were designed for. Quote, this investment is a key part of our community, end quote. That's what Rob Jeffries, director of the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, told CBS affiliate KOLN, quote, it provides the ability to keep people safe, end quote. In Georgia, officials have been, well, they've been tasked by the Fulton County Board of Commissioners to find the funds for a $1.69 billion facility with 4,500 beds to replace the current Fulton County Jail, known to locals by its address, Rice Street, which many advocates say is beyond repair. Supporters of the prison say the new facilities will relieve issues that have long plagued jails, making them more susceptible to homicides, virus outbreaks, and abusive conditions that, in the most extreme instances, have promoted the Department of Justice to step in. But prison reform advocates say building newer prisons without addressing the underlying causes of the problems that plagued the old facilities will only put a temporary Band-Aid on an issue that needs a long-term solution. In other news, a new poll found that American voters have a mutual mistrust of the other side and are open to exploring alternatives to democracy, and that a share of both Democrat and Republican voters believe it is acceptable to use violence to stop the opposing party from achieving its goals. A majority of voters that support President Biden or former President Trump believe that electing officials from the opposing party in 2024 would create lasting harm in the United States. That's according to the poll results released Wednesday by the University of Virginia Center for Politics. 52% of Biden supporters say individuals who support the Republican Party are a threat to American life, and 47% of Trump supporters say the same about Democrats. 41% of Biden supporters say they believe people who support the Republican Party and its ideologies have become, quote, so extreme in what they want that it is acceptable to use violence to stop them from achieving their goals, end quote. Likewise, 38% of Trump supporters say it is okay to use violence to stop Democrats from achieving their goals. The poll found that shares of both Biden and Trump supporters are open to using undemocratic means to achieve the party's ideals. A significant share of respondents questioned if democracy is a viable system of governance. 31% of Trump supporters said America should explore alternative forms of government to ensure stability and progress, compared to 24% of Biden supporters. Reality is, I believe, in short, we wouldn't be in this mess if Americans understood what is the form of government that we have, both at the federal and at every state level. And that is, we were to be a constitutional republic, which means that we would all be playing by the same understanding that there is a limit to government, what government can do, or is expected to do, or is allowed or permitted to do. And that is this: to never transgress the law of the divine. Benjamin Franklin, his famous phrase, when asked, what kind of government have you given us? He responded, a republic, if you can keep it. The Chinese government is leveraging green energy companies in an effort to create technology dependencies and, quote, achieve strategic, political, and intelligence advantages, end quote, over the U.S. That's according to a new sprawling report. The report, published by the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, or FDD, it's a nonpartisan national security research institute. They focused on the rapid ascent of China-based electric vehicle battery maker Contemporary Amperex Technology, or CATL. With the support of China's government, CATL, well, they dominate the global electric vehicle battery industry, and they have gained a substantial foothold in the U.S. markets. The report states, quote, CATL's reach, which has grown through its strategic acquisitions and partnerships with Western automakers and utility companies, amplifies these fears. These connections serve as potential access points for intelligence collection, cyber espionage, and sabotage, end quote. And then the report goes on to say, quote, by compromising internet-connected public charging infrastructure, CATL could install malware on EVs, consequently allowing for the expanded monitoring of countless vehicles and gathering sensitive information about their owners. Furthermore, the company could execute a shutdown of EV charging networks or even disable targeted vehicles through hardware infiltration, end quote. According to the FDD report, CATL, which is closely linked to the Chinese Communist Party, is, in addition to batteries and electric vehicle charging infrastructure, developing power storage stations, project designed to store electricity in industrial-scale batteries during times of high renewable energy supply, in conjunction with American utility companies. such projects where they give the CCP direct access to the U.S. power grid. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Those of you who watch this broadcast, along with my other show, Brandon House Live, well, you know I'm no fan of the way Washington insiders have pushed our country to the brink of world war in Eastern Europe and the Middle East. I have warned for years that the cycle of endless wars advocated by Washington, D.C., neoconservatives, and neoliberal warmongers would eventually come back to bite us. The biggest bite of all could be the reinstitution of the military draft, something that I've been warning about since February of 2018. And when that happens, it will include the drafting of our young women as well as men. But I'm not the only one sounding alarms over the draft and warning that as hollowed out as our military has become, they have, and I think deliberately, put us in a position where there's no way that America can engage in World War III without a draft. I think that's by design. Those much younger than myself, well, they are in no mood to even talk about being conscripted into Joe Biden's war. Here is just one example. Watch this.
Why is everybody saying Gen Z is going to get drafted? Like, no, we're not. And you know why I know that? Because we're just going to say no. Like, how are they going to actually force us to get up and go to war? I understand it was like that in, like, the 1940s. What else is there to do in 1940 besides shoot people? We have things to do nowadays. We have twerk, be bisexual, eat a hot chip, lie. And we're also, like, really mentally ill. I have, like, six of these. What makes you think I'm qualified to have a gun, like, within 600 feet of anybody, including myself? And finally, like, guns are, like, so tacky. Like, can you imagine just, like, pulling up with a gun? Like, that is so f***ing embarrassing. Like, what is this, the Revolutionary f***ing War? No. Like, let's just chat. Let's just talk. There's no need for all the, like, no. No. It's not gonna happen, don't worry.
Can you picture that young man storming the beaches of Normandy? Or crawling through the jungles of Vietnam on his belly? Trying to evade the enemy and its incoming fire? No. I think he looked ridiculous in that video. But that is the face of many young American men today. And I don't think it was too over-dramatized. Many of the young men have been feminized by their families, their schools, their workplaces, their churches. So good luck to Joe Biden and his globalist buddies in Congress. You will not be able to fight Russia and China in a world war. Not unless you are willing to confront them with an army of mostly misfits. And sadly, again, I think this has been a global setup. Deliberately to get America engaged in a war so we can be defeated by enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. Here's a few ways you can support us. One is by going to MyPillow.com and using that promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. By the way, if you go to MyPillow.com, I'll tell you about a little back door. Go to MyPillow.com, scroll down the page till you see the little banner of Mike Lindell wearing a pair of headphones and sitting in front of a microphone. Click on that. That right there will get you another $10 off the slippers. And then you're going to find 80% off overstock. 80% off overstock sale. There's so much there that you can take advantage of while supplies last. There's a new 6-piece towel set and more. So again, please use the promo code B66. You get savings and we get credit. And that is a part of our general operating budget. Another way you can support us is by going to twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. And you can get, as I did for my family, I got 4 of these emergency medical kits by Dr. Peter McCullough and my friend Dr. James Thorpe and the Wellness Center. These include prescriptions for things like ivermectin, amoxicillin, and other antibiotics. You can check out all the details at twc.health/Brannon. Okay? And then wvwfoundation.com. Please write down December 2nd and 3rd. December 2nd and 3rd, we're going to do 2 days of special broadcasting to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the founding of Worldview Weekends. We hosted conferences all over America, 300 locations. And then in 2006, we launched our media division, which is what you're watching now, the product of that, the fruit of that. And we're going to have 2 days of celebration, December 2nd and 3rd. Annie Cyrus will be in studio, Leo Holman will be in studio, and we'll be sharing with you some of the keynote addresses from our recent Ozarks Worldview Weekend featuring Dr. Peter McCullough, Mike Lindell, General Michael Flynn, Rebecca Walzer, Todd Bensman, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Colonel John Mills. So please write down December 2nd and 3rd. That's a Saturday and Sunday. We'll have a special broadcast for our WVW Foundation. And thank you again for your support at WVWFoundation.com. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.